A trial was held this week in federal court in Fairbanks for a Central man accused of inciting a showdown with National Park Service rangers on the Yukon River. Jim Wild only faces misdemeanor charges stemming from the incident last fall, but as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, his case is a flashpoint in a tug of war over jurisdiction of navigable waters in Alaska.
71-year-old Jim Wild, his wife, and a friend were powerboating up the Yukon River from Circle last September inside the Yukon Charley River's National Preserve on a moose hunting trip when they were approached by National Park Service rangers in another vessel. The rangers wanted to conduct a routine boat safety check. Court testimony showed all parties agreed that Wild didn't like the idea, but after that, witness stories veer apart. Rangers testified that Wild took off upstream, swerved toward their boat when they pursued, and only headed for shore when rangers pointed a shotgun at him. Wild claims he was concerned about grounding his heavily loaded boat and was only headed for a safe landing spot to talk to rangers. But the encounter ended in a scuffle on the riverbank. Wild fell or was thrown to the ground by rangers, threatened with a taser, and handcuffed. Rangers say Wild approached them with fists clenched, ready to fight. Wild claims he had his palms up, questioning rangers' behavior. Wild is charged with several offenses ranging from resisting arrest to driving an unregistered boat. The case judge is scheduled to issue a decision on the charges by mid-May, but there's a much larger question looming. Does the Park Service have the jurisdiction to enforce laws on the Yukon River? The state owns the land underlying navigable waters and contests the feds don't have the authority to do law enforcement on the river. The defense earlier sought dismissal of Wild's case on that ground, but a federal magistrate denied it, ruling the Park Service has authority on waters inside conservation units. Wild's attorney, Bill Satterberg, says that'll be appealed if his client is found guilty of any charges. The state has intervened in the case on Wild's behalf. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.